Today, we begin a special investigative series into the year 2025 and its potential as a critical time marker for those in power who are attempting to orchestrate what appears to be a global freefall towards socialism, cashless societies, proof of vaccination, and the coming mark of the beast system. Today's guest will unpack all of this right now. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Skywatch Television Studios. I'm Joe Horn. Folks at home in studio, you are in for a significant treat as we begin today a series of programs on the new book, Zeitgeist 2025. What is Zeitgeist 2025? Let's dive straight in with Tom Horn. Now, Tom, I want to set this up for just a second. All one needs to do is pay attention to what's happening all around the world and in the United States. If we look at what the people behind our global banking systems are doing, if we look at what they're doing at grocery stores, if we look at what's happening in the total loss of our media, any control over the flow of freedom of information, truth being propagated and replaced completely by propaganda, you can see this shift by the powers that are actually orchestrating the strings of all of these little marionette puppets. You can see the chaos unfolding, but you can also recognize that it's not by accident, is it, Tom?
No.
All of this is being done on purpose by a cabal that is pushing towards something that I believe looks very much like the Book of Revelation beast system in the end of days. So I don't think anybody, you know, familiar with our program would take any issue with that at all. But the year 2025, for the people that are pushing this agenda forward, that are pushing at breakneck speed to implement all of this for us, to enslave us, essentially, to usher in that mark of the beast system that the Book of Revelation speaks of, they've been organizing this not as of lately, but as of late you're seeing this massive push to something they've been pushing for a long time, haven't they, Tom? So let's dive right into the book, Zeitgeist 2025. This chaos is not happenstance. This is being done deliberately.
Mm-hmm.
Why the book Zeitgeist? What does that mean, and why release it now?
Yeah, so Zeitgeist is just a German term that we would use to describe the mood of the times, a change in kind of the social order, and of course the year 2025. So this is not something that was even on my radar at all when a couple of years ago I wrote the book, The Wormwood
sure.
Prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was when Derek and Sharon Gilbert were interviewed me on
right.
Skywatch TV, I'm sitting over here saying, now, if I am right that the asteroid Apophis is biblical wormwood, and if NASA's original date is correct, Friday the 13th, April 2029, when it's going to have its near miss, oops, it didn't miss, now what do we do? If that actually happens, and if it is wormwood from Revelation chapter 8, then that would be considered the middle of the Great Tribulation period, according to dispensationalist theology. So I was explaining that, and I had made the statement that therefore some people
sure.
might take NASA's date for 2029 back up 3.5 years to try to find the beginning of that dreaded 7-year Great Tribulation period, which would land in the year 2025. Well, as I'm saying that, Derek's sitting over there, he's got an iPad. I don't even know what he's doing, but he has opened up
right.
a Hebrew
yeah.
Calendar, and his eyes gets real big, and he briefly says this. Later on, we investigate that and a bunch more, that if you take the date, Friday the 13th, April 2029, back up 3.5 years earlier to the day,
mm-hmm.
you land in the middle of the Feast of Tabernacles, which mm-hmm. has been connected by many scholars, people like Donna Howell, to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, we don't have time to go into
sure.
all of that on
sure.
this program.
But we will in the days ahead.
We will in the days ahead.
Yeah.
And we do in the book, The Messenger,
mm-hmm.
Which was my last book. But at the time I wrote that, this was not even on my radar. We started finding one element after another, that 3.5 years earlier than the arrival of Apophis, there's the Feast of Tabernacles. Mm-hmm. We also note the Feast of Trumpets. We also note the Feast of Pentecost, all of which are connected 3.5 years before the arrival of Apophis, with by Bible prophecy scholars, as connected to the second coming of Jesus Christ. Now, I got to say something very quickly here, and that is Asa is repeating their position that we've really looked at Apophis. We were really afraid in the beginning, but we've determined that Apophis is not going to strike the earth in the year 2029. And so everybody out there is, thank goodness, got an all clear, except
right.
There are top 100 scientists who disagree with NASA.
Right.
Harry Lear, a mathematician, wrote a letter to the U.S. president begging him to have the government scientists reevaluate the trajectory of Apophis, because he says that they are off by literally hundreds of thousands of miles in terms of its deep space trajectory and how that's going to affect its arrival here in 2029. Nathan Myhrvold, who's actually listed year after year in the top 100 scientists in the world, he wrote a peer-reviewed science article called An Empirical Examination of WISE Neo-WISE Asteroid Analysis and Results, in which he refutes much of what NASA is saying, but he even goes further than that. He accuses them of a criminal cover-up. He says they are absolutely cooking the books on the trajectory of several of these asteroids, and the likelihood of it impacting Earth is far more than what they are admitting. And then, of course, you have the very popular planetary scientist and astrophysicist Neil deGrasse Tyson, who is on YouTube right now. You can go and watch it for yourself, in which he says this, quote, Apophis will come so close to Earth, April 13, 2029, it will dip below our orbiting communication satellites. It will be the largest, closest thing we have ever observed to come by Earth. The orbit we now have for it is uncertain, because these things are hard to measure and hard to get an exact distance for. We cannot tell you exactly where the trajectory of Apophis will be. Mm-hmm. So there are top scientists.
They're not alone.
No, they're not alone. And basically, they're challenging what NASA is out there saying right now. If you've seen the movie Greenland, right, and you have this giant comet that is headed towards Earth, and NASA's saying, no need to worry, folks, no need to worry. And then all of a sudden, the military transport vehicles are in the air, and everybody's running for cover, and it decimates the Earth. So I believe that that's the kind of situation that we are looking at. So that put my focus clearly on the year 2025. But then other stuff started unfolding. Next week's program, Josh Peck is going to explain to us how, in recent years, the actual calendar that was used and developed by the Essenes over 200 years before Jesus Christ made spectacular prophetic claims, all of which came to pass, even involving when the Messiah would arrive on earth, the things that he would do. And I'm going to let Josh get into that next week. Even the date that he would die and ascend back into heaven, in AD 32 AD. Astonishing prophecies. Well, why should we care about that? Well, because they also prophesied when mankind is going to enter into its last era.
Right.
And guess what? Yeah. 2,200 years ago, in the year 2025, man is going to enter its last period of time. 2,200-year-old prophecy. But it wasn't just them. Once we got to evaluating all that it seems to be connected to the year 2025, went back 25 years ago and restudied the famous work by William Strauss and Neil Howe, historians who examined over 500 years of Western culture and society, and determined that around the year 2025, that's in their book, we are going to be facing a totalitarian government in the United States of America.
And I think that is something that our viewers, when they hear the title Zeitgeist 2025, and then they hear you go on to talk about, you know, the Apophis asteroid and so forth, we want to make sure that you don't confuse this for his previous works on Wormwood and The Messenger. This is a completely...
It's completely different.
And
I do not re-examine that material again in this book. This is a brand new...
It was part of the catalyst that put your eyes on the date 2025.
It's what caused me to pay attention to it and then to really start examining 2025. So prophets are talking about this being the end of time. Neil House and Stroud, right. Their famous book, The Fourth Turning,
right.
Wow. 25 years ago, focusing on the year 2025 for the arrival of a totalitarian government. Then we reexamined a document actually that was produced by the highest intelligence agencies in the United States, working with the highest intelligence agencies in Europe, multinational intelligence agency. They produced a document over 10 years ago,
right,
called Global Governance 2025.
Oh,
now,
wow.
Why did they focus on that year? And what were they talking about, global governance? Guess what? You can download the PDF, just type it into Google and read it for yourself.
Wow.
But they talk about what might the trigger events be,
right,
that would set in motion the sudden need for all of the nations of
absolutely
the world to set aside their differences, mm-hmm, and come together,
yes,
in mutual defense of one another,
right,
yeah,
against an extraordinary threat. So basically what will cause,
right,
us to create a one world government. So they talk about,
yeah,
stuff like, oh, all of a sudden, an asteroid is,
right,
on its way, and we realize that, yeah, actually,
this is bigger than any one,
yeah,
nation.
Right. The collapse of the global economy, which is being predicted right now,
well,
by
economists. It's being produced.
It's being,
yeah,
produced right now.
And that's part of the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
The manufacturing of events. Look, we're not putting dates on things, and we're not saying that God is not in control.
Right.
We're not saying that,
right,
men with their schemes are more powerful than his destiny for the world. But what we are saying is there are absolutely occultists who are trying to manufacture this,
yeah,
system right now.
Joe, you started out the program talking about everything that looks like it's working together right
it's
now
not
to,
random.
To produce,
right,
an end times government. But that's an ancient scheme. That,
right,
that's been in the heart of Lucifer since the day he said, I will,
right,
exalt my throne above,
yeah,
the stars of God.
Yes.
Antichrist will arrive, and he will have a global government.
Yeah.
And that is what it seems to me that we are rushing toward. Now, in the weeks ahead, we're going to talk about why did Manly P. Hall, the famous 33rd degree Freemason, write a book called The Secret Destiny of America?
Right.
And it is because, as you just said, there are occultists who have been dedicated since the inception of,
absolutely,
this country,
yeah,
to bringing about the Novus Ordo Seclorum, the new order of the ages,
yeah,
right,
which is taken from the prophecy of the Cumae Sibyl, in which, guess what, Apollo comes back to reign over the earth in a new golden pagan age. So all of this and a lot more is talked about in the book Zeitgeist 2025, but it has me convinced that we are now racing toward,
right,
this historic moment in time. I have gone out on a limb, and I have said that I believe that it is more likely than not. So I'm not setting a date. I'm telling you, Tom Horn. By the way, Joe Horn, Josh Peck, none of them are saying this. Tom Horn is saying this. It is more likely than not that 2025 represents the start of the Great Tribulation 7-year period of time, counting down to 2029 and the arrival of Apophis Wormwood.
Mm-hmm.
That will require the formation of that very global government that prophets,
yeah,
intel agencies, historians,
right,
are all saying. Now, all of a sudden, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
We had a guy named Donald Trump. He's out of office one way or another,
right,
for right now.
Yeah.
We have never had a more socialist, Marxist,
absolutely,
extremist,
yep,
leaning green new death nail that is pushing this government. They're, right now, they're literally debating packing the Supreme,
absolutely,
Court so that they can literally, naming Washington, D.C. as the next state in the union,
yep,
so that they can literally take control and never give up power,
right,
over,
right,
the destiny of this nation. But now, there's something more esoteric here that I wanted. The reason that Donna primarily is here today, I want to ask her about when we come back from the break.
Right. We're going to have to take a break. Guys, we're talking about Zeitgeist 2025, Tom Horn's newest book, I believe the book of the hour, and definitely one of the most important, mm-hmm, books in Defender Publishing history. You got to get a copy, and we're going to show you how to do it right now.
I have spent a lifetime uncovering secrets buried beneath the sands of time by those who want them to remain concealed in mystery. But I did not expect to discover a series of clues from the future that were suddenly made known, the saga of which will now be revealed.
It is the names of the secret society members, the founding fathers that set America on course to an enigma.
Before and after the presidency of Donald Trump, the United States was, and now is again, on a trajectory to fulfill what famous Freemason Manly P. Hall described as the secret destiny of America.
It is the prophecy on the Great Seal of the United States, a scheme hidden in plain sight by the Founding Fathers for more than 200 years, foretelling the return of a terrifying demonic god who seizes control of Earth in the new order of the ages. The prophecy indicates he will arrive in 2025.
Now, Dr. Horn's research has uncovered an anomaly he never expected to find. Clues 200 years in the making, which unlock the riddle of Zeitgeist 2025. And what the world is not ready to receive. Hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies from Qumran forecasting the year 2025 as the final age of man. How the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny. Why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. How America's capital city is laid out to actuate arrival of Antichrist. Zeitgeist 2025.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer. The Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive includes Dr. Thomas Horn's eye-opening new book, Zeitgeist 2025, Countdown to the Secret Destiny of America, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, and The Return of Old Saturn's Reign, along with a never-before-released six-part Zeitgeist 2025 companion DVD, the shocking full-length documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, the full-length movie, Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, and the entire six-disc Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD, a $245 value, now available for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. In the new book, Zeitgeist 2025, you will learn hidden secrets and forgotten prophecies surrounding the year 2025, how the current U.S. government is tied to America's occult destiny, lost prophecies from Qumran forecasting 2025 as the final age of man, how America's capital city is laid out to actuate a rival of Antichrist, and why historians and intelligence agencies foresee a totalitarian world government by 2025. You'll also receive the Zeitgeist Companion DVD. This six-part eye-opening expose on DVD reveals the malevolent Orwellian Trinity converging around the world, seeking to homogenize the freedom to speak and think in order to create nations of assimilated devotees who will embrace Antichrist. And we're just getting started. This must-have collection also includes the breathtaking two-hour documentary, The Secret Destiny of America on DVD, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn as he reveals who the God on America's Great Seal and U.S. $1 bill really is, why 72 pentagrams in the Capitol Dome are used to control the ancient cosmocrators who rule the nations, the coming incarnation of Antichrist, and much, much more. But that's not all. For a very limited time, you'll also receive the complete Rise 2021 Defender Virtual Conference box set on DVD. This six-disc collection is jam-packed with over 26 hours of mind-boggling revelations from world-renowned Bible teachers, archaeologists, and ancient language scholars on the prophetic events unfolding all around the world right now. Featuring unforgettable presentations from Dr. Thomas Horn, Dr. Judd Burton, Bishop Ron Webb, Dr. Aaron Judkins, Pastor Mark Biltz, Colonel David Giamona, Dr. Ken Johnson, and so many more. Plus, for the first time ever, free, the full-length movie Belly of the Beast, the ancient mystery that holds the secret of Antichrist's resurrection and return, on DVD, absolutely free. Sold separately, these items hold a shocking retail value of over $245. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling while supplies last. So don't miss SkyWatch TV's biggest giveaway of the summer, the Zeitgeist Summer Exclusive, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Welcome back to SkyWatch TV. We're already running out of time, so let's dive right back into the program. Tom, right before the break, you had a question for Donna.
Yeah, so it's an esoteric question, but I think it has deep meaning, and it has its roots in biblical Old Testament and New Testament theology, and it's this question. So we were just talking about how we're racing towards the arrival of a totalitarian world government.
Absolutely.
The role that the United States of America might play in its secret destiny and all of that, right? Mm-hmm. So if that is true, and if 2025 is a year of consequence, meaning that we're going to arrive at what Strauss and Howe call the gray champion, mm-hmm. an antichrist figure, by the year 2025, that would mean that the current administration then is here doing particular kind of things that are laying the foundation for the arrival of this globalist, totalitarian, Marxist, socialist kind of society over which Antichrist will reign. With that in mind, it was interesting to me that with the election of Joe Biden and Kamala Devi Harris, the meanings of their names. Now, I'm going somewhere with this in a moment because most people don't realize that, biblically speaking, the names of national leaders are often tied to the destiny of that nation. So Kamala Devi Harris, her name Kamali, another name for Lakshmi, she's named after a Hindu goddess. Her middle name Devi is also another Hindu goddess. And these are the goddesses of illusion and destruction. And then you have Joe Biden. And one of the top rabbis in Israel broke down Joe Biden's name in Hebrew, and it means alas, judgment. And then another, Weingarten, one of the most celebrated rabbis in Israel, he went even further. He said his name implies the arrival of a promised son. Well, that is the prophecy on the Great Seal of the United States of America, the arrival of the god Apollo. So Donna Howell, as our resident theologian, when my mind started kind of, you know, ruminating on this, I reached out to her and I said, Donna, I need you to tell me, is there something to this idea that nations and their destinies are sometimes tied to the names of the leaders over those countries?
Yeah, and there's actually a lot of biblical proof that that is a thing. So Tom and I in the book, we kind of decided on the name Juliet Logic because you've got this balcony scene where Juliet's saying a rose by any other name would smell as sweet. And a horticulturist would agree that your olfactory system is going to produce to the brain the information of a rose regardless of what you call it. But a rose doesn't have a destiny, and a human does. There's no soul with a rose. So this Juliet logic, there's a big hole in the end of it. And then when you look at what happened in the end of Romeo and Juliet, they both die. Why? Because they are still tied to the destiny of the House of Montagu and the House of Capulet. So using that kind of breaking down of the Juliet logic, we decided to go back to the very, very beginning and say, how did the ancients name their children? They sought the Lord. They sought the community elders.
It's not like how people today name their babies willy-nilly or... I like the name Summertime.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Right. So that this Western idea that we're going to go pick up a baby book, a book of baby names or whatever, that is not at all how it worked in those days. So just to give you a couple of examples, first of all, a lot of people do not know. They don't catch in Scripture that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were actually pagan names. Those original Israelite Hebrew names were Hananiah, Yahweh is gracious, later on renamed to Shadrach, the command of Aku. Mishael, who is what God is, to Meshach, who is what Aku is. Azariah, the one whom Jehovah aids or brings provision to Abednego, the servant of Nebo. Well, these are important moments that we tend to skirt right over in the Bible. But what ultimately had the last word? They're in the furnace. God is their judge.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely goes back to the beginning of what they were originally named. And I couldn't think of a better example of that than Daniel of the same story. Because Daniel is the Hebrew din, judge, and El, God, literally meaning in ancient Hebrew times, God is my judge. which more appropriately would be known as God alone is my judge. Okay, and you look at what happened with him, everything from the original Daniel fast diet, the dietary system, Daniel being thrown in the lion's den, King Nebuchadnezzar deciding that all wise men are going to be killed. Nobody in the end of that story was Daniel's judge except for Yahweh. God was Daniel's judge. Nebuchadnezzar wasn't his judge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Lions weren't their judge. And by the way, this idea that these lions weren't very hungry and that's why they didn't really, you know. actually, in Daniel 6:24, if you exegete that passage from the Hebrew and what is actually being described there, those lions leapt up and actually broke the bones of the conspirators who were thrown in the den later. Before their bodies ever even hit the ground, they were dead. That's how hungry those lions were. So nobody, not even the hungry lions, would be Daniel's judge. Yahweh alone
is Daniel's judge.
There's a lot to be said. And then look at what actually ended up happening with Daniel. Not only was Daniel's personal life affected, but the entire nation of Israel incalculably for the rest of history moving forward was affected by the idea that the nation of Israel would be led by a leader in captivity in Babylon under a pagan system by a name, God is my judge.
The whole point is, all through Old Testament history and including in the New Testament, there is a clear pattern. Abram, your name will no longer be Abram. Now it's going to be Abraham. Why? Destiny. You're going to become the father of nations. But what's cool about all this is that God also tells us that we, after having become born again, are going to receive a new name in heaven. So our destiny is also changed. So destiny tied to meanings of names, and that was often true over nations. Now, is that true this time around? Are the Hindu gods of destruction and judgment that Emmanuel Cleaver, when he opened up the 117th Congress, prayed to Brahma, the monotheistic god, he incorrectly said, of many names. But actually, it was quite appropriate to start invoking Hindu gods because that's the leadership that we have invited to come in with these gods of illusion and destruction to influence the future of this nation.
We've only got a couple of minutes left on the clock. I want to make sure we get some time with Allie about how the tech oligarchy might be using technology to kind of point us also towards this one world society, kind of an Orwellian world.
So what we saw over the last several decades was a consolidation of media. Okay, there used to be laws in place that kept cross-ownership of different kinds of media outlets from being allowed to occur. And what this did was it kept everybody in competition with one another. It kept them more credible and more accountable. Yeah. And over time, as those laws have gone away, what we've seen is, this will blow your mind, 6 core voices owning all of the media outlets that you see.
Wow.
Now, so what we see happening is news outlets are inundating society. And what they're doing is they're driving toward a situation where society has arrived at the same kind of groupthink that George Orwell described in 1984. If we can homogenize the thinking of the population, we can control and steer their worldview. If we can control and steer the worldview, we can control the world.
Yeah.
And that's exactly where we see this going. Don't ever think that there's a coincidence between the headlines and the supporting movies and TV shows and articles that romanticize any certain movement.
Yeah, well, and as I'm sitting here, Allie is so articulate. Donna is so articulate. We got to jump back on with Allie next week.
We will.
And then we also want to get to Josh Peck and the Essenes and the in-calendared 2025.
Next week, we will discuss how the Essenes of the Dead Sea Scrolls fame pointed to Zeitgeist 2025 as the final age of man. Josh Peck will be here with us. Friends, for everybody in the studio and everybody on panel, I'm Joe Horn. Thanks for joining us again. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus Christ. We'll be back.